In celebration of the 250th anniversary of our country, local members of the National Society, Daughters of the American Revolution, will bring some insight into the life of the patriots buried in southeast Missouri. Peter Seitz was born on December 5, 1750 in North Carolina to Johann Heinrich and Dorothea Elizabeth Seitz. Peter married Elizabeth Dolly Carpenter about 1769. Land records in Lincoln County, North Carolina, show Peter purchasing 200 acres on Dutch Buffalo Creek. In a protest of the British troops in Boston in 1775, a number of North Carolina colonial men met at the Tyrone County Courthouse. On August 14, 1775, about four dozen men, including Peter Seitz, signed a document called an association. This was a written pledge to take up arms against British soldiers to defend what they believed to be their natural rights under the British Constitution. Peter registered for military service in 1776 and is listed as an ensign with the 2nd Battalion of the Continental Troops serving under Captain Hardin, both from Tyrone County, North Carolina. By September of 1779, he is recognized as a captain of the North Carolina Brigade and receives the currency for his company in the North Carolina Revolutionary War accounts. Peter and Elizabeth had at least six sons and five daughters, most of which married and migrated to the Missouri Territory with their parents. Even though an exact date of migration is not known, Peter appears on the Missouri tax list in 1817 in Cape Girardeau County. He files for a land patent with the General Land Office of the United States that is granted on October 15, 1833. The Seitz family settled along the Castor River, about 5 miles south of present-day Marquand. Peter died before 1842 at the age of 91 and is buried on what was known as the John B. Seitz Farm, along with many other family members. This property is now known as Moore's Chapel Cemetery. In November 2020, the Captain Henry Whitener chapter of the National Society Daughters of the American Revolution placed a native stone with a marker honoring Captain Peter Seitz's services at the entrance of the Moore's Chapel Cemetery. Many of his descendants continue to live in Missouri today. This is Pamela Johnson. If you would like to know more about Peter Seitz, go to krcu.org.